Okay, go ahead and say your name.
Michelle Harris.
One more time.
Michelle Harris.
Okay, Michelle, so you're a candidate for state senate in Legislative District 13. Now, this is a traditionally a fairly conservative district. You're running as a Democrat. What motivates you to run? And tell us a little bit about your background.
What motivates me to run? Well, I spent 21 years of my life in the military serving my country. And after I retired from the Air Force, I decided to move back home. I wanted to be close to my family because they still live here in Arizona since I grew up in Buckeye. My parents are in Sun City, my sister's in Glendale, and I have two nieces in Phoenix and Peoria. Well, when I got back home, I started to get involved in my community. My community was getting hit hard by high water bills. I started doing some digging and realized that the Arizona Corporation Commission had approved an increase in our sewer charge up to $120. So I got involved. And once I got involved, what I noticed was our elected officials were unreachable. They were inaccessible. I was trying to get them to help my area, my community. And I just thought to myself that this is not the way it's supposed to be. I served my country for 21 years, and I thought, I'm doing my job. I'm doing my part. And when I moved back home, it seemed like the system had kind of fallen apart. Our elected officials were not representing the people they were elected to represent. I had nothing coming from my elected officials.
What did you learn about LD 13? Because it is a district with a bit of a controversial past in terms of some of the candidates' controversy over their addresses. Senator Schuder's expulsion last term. What were you learning about your district that maybe you didn't know before?
You know, I was not that familiar with Yuma, with this area, and the impact that agriculture has on the economy in this area. I started campaigning last September, October timeframe, and since then I've been out to Yuma about a dozen times. And I've done a lot of research and digging into the ag industry and its impact on the economy out here, and the fact that it's a driving force for the economy out here. And really, that was one of the most interesting things to me. Even though I had grown up in Buckeye, I didn't really know that much about the Yuma area.
One of the interesting things about Yuma, and I've been here about 10 years, is the sort of outsider mentality. And a lot of rural areas in Arizona have this sort of outsider mentality. I'm wondering, is it the same for the outer areas of the Phoenix metropolitan area also? Is that a sentiment that you can get behind a little bit?
No, I have heard that same sentiment, and I found it really interesting because I even encountered that when I moved back to Buckeye. There has been an influx of people moving to that general area. And when I've been out knocking on doors and talking to people, there's been a kind of a sense of, well, there's outsiders that have now kind of moved in and taken over an old town area or a small town community. And I found it ironic because, you know, then I tell them, well, I actually grew up in Buckeye when it really was very small.
And considered far away from Phoenix.
Correct. Right. Correct. Quite a distance away. You know, I was like, I remember driving on Buckeye Road to go to the airport. That's how we got to the airport. You know, we didn't use I-10 to get there, you know. So from that aspect, I've seen both sides of it, really.
And do you see that that the communities outside you've probably heard, the state of Maricopa?
Right, the great state of Maricopa.
See that they've been left out of perhaps planning, perhaps having a voice, and you certainly encountered that just in terms of your representation. But have you run into that sentiment in Yuma and the more rural areas of LD 13?
I have, and it's you know, when you go outside of the great state of Maricopa, that's what you hear it referred to. But you know, even there's like rings to the great state of Maricopa. People in Buckeye and even Goodyear and especially Wickenburg as well have that same type of thought and mentality that everything is focused on the Phoenix area, and in particular what people call the East Side. I see it reflected in the eastern section of LD 13. And then, of course, you see it reflected out here in Yuma as well. And I really do think it boils down to people don't feel like they're heard. They don't feel like they're represented. So, of course, there's some animosity there.
One of the things when they redistricted was that it split Yuma. It had been one district, and now it's two. So north of Yuma is now considered a Republican district. South of Yuma now considered a Democratic district. But what they thought initially and what some of the representatives said was that it would double Yuma's representation in the state legislature, but it hasn't worked out that way. How do you ensure that you're listening to and keeping abreast of the issues that matter to Yuma or the outlying areas of your district?
It takes time. It takes building relationships, and it takes showing up. I really think, you know, one of the things I learned early on, and honestly, it was reflected as well in my military career, your first job is to show up. Your first job is to be available. And that's why I have come out to Yuma so much. And I consider it a priority. You know, it's easy for me to go and talk to the people in Buckeye, in Goodyear, in Tonopah, in Wickenburg. So making the effort to come out and talk to everyone in your district is what needs to be done. So that's why it's important to get out here often and as necessary. You know, if there's something going on and you need to hear from people and people need to talk to you, then you need to be there.
Let's talk a little bit about issues. You mentioned sort of a kitchen table issue. Your water bill's going up. You want to have someone address that in leadership. What are some of the other issues that either since then or before that you now see as really important in state leadership?
Man, there are so many issues. Of course, we have seen over the past few months public education kind of skyrocket to number one issue. You know, when you have 50,000 teachers down at the Capitol, something has to be done and you know that there's something wrong. So, of course, public education is an issue. And, you know, I feel like I graduated from Buckeye Union High School in 1988. And looking back, it seems like the mid-90s is where public education as a priority started to fall off. So it's disappointing and sad to me that I may have been one of the last generations to get a good, solid education out of the Arizona public school system. That's a priority. So, of course, public education. You know, state funding and how we're doing state funding is also another issue. One of the problems, and we saw it again with the teacher protest, is the fact that the state legislature sweeps money from programs to put into whatever they see as their priority right now. Like I said, I have four generations of my family that lives here, and this past legislative cycle, I got a phone call from my nephew, who's a corrections officer, who's a state corrections officer, and they haven't seen a pay raise in 10 years. They were supposed to get a stipend this year. However, money was swept from their program to go for the teacher pay raise. This is a problem. We're pitting groups of people against each other. And we're not actually satisfying our requirements for funding. So, of course, that's another issue. You've seen raised recently some emphasis for the drought control plan, which honestly should have been sorted and figured out years ago. And now that the federal government is rolling into the state to say you need to do something, there's finally some emphasis being put on it. So, of course, next legislative cycle, I hope to see some legislative priorities put forward that we can pass and put into place to support the drought contingency plan.
And, of course, that's a statewide issue.
Yes.
Very important in LD 13, but a statewide issue.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to take all of us because it affects all of us.
You mentioned a little bit about the water bill sort of being your motivation to you, and it made me think of a question I asked Governor Ducey just a couple weeks ago, and that is I checked the average electricity bill for an Arizonan. It's $121 a month. The average water bill for an Arizonan is $38 a month. Governor Ducey seems comfortable with that. Does that sound, though, like misplaced priorities?
Well, it's going to take a kind of a full front effort. I believe that conservation is a key for the water bills, right, as far as the drought contingency plan goes. And yes, we have to. There's going to have to be some ramifications in place for people that use high amounts of water. In the end, it should start to even out more. So, you know, both of these things are things that you absolutely need to have here in Arizona. So they should be affordable, yet if you're wasting, you should have ramifications. So, yeah, we need to do some sorting out. But, of course, you know, for a lot of this, conservation is the key as well.
Do you keep much of an eye on the Republican primary in LD 13? Are you concerned? Do you have any predictions?
No, you know, I have no predictions. As far as the Senate race in our LD goes, it's a three-way race. So it's really hard to tell who's going to come out of the primary. For me personally, it doesn't really matter who comes out of the primary. I believe that I'm a better candidate with better ideas than any of them. So that's really the way I've run my campaign the whole time, and I will, regardless of who comes out of the primary.
All right. Michelle Harris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Was there anything else you wanted to get in? Or no?
No, I think...
Why don't you give me do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's my Facebook is just Michelle Harris for Arizona Senate. If you go on Twitter, it's at MH4AZ. And then it's harrisforarizona.com. And you can contact me there. You can ask me any questions. All of my events are loaded on there as well. So please come out and talk to me, get to know me, and let me hear about your issues.
All right. Thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. Good. So we got about 11 minutes. That'll be perfect to synthesize. I really enjoyed talking with you.